I'd always been interested in sort of zoological things, having grown up in the country. My brother did zoology. But you had to do three subjects in your first year, and then you specialised after that. And I was going to do zoology. I didn't know what I was going to do with it in my second year. But Ruth Fowler, who is now Bob Edwards' wife, wanted to do physiology, and I'd really hardly heard of physiology, and she wanted me to go along and see Catherine Hebb, who was running the course for science students as opposed to medical students. So I went along and immediately took the idea of doing physiology. My honours year was actually interrupted by having to have spinal fusion, which was rather new in those days and didn't work very well. And so I actually more or less missed a year. And so I actually took 5 years rather than 4 years to complete my degree. And then by the time I'd finished, Catherine Hebb had moved down to the agricultural, what was then the Agricultural Research Council Institute of Animal Physiology at Babram, where Daly had moved from Edinburgh to be its first director. He'd actually set it all up. And so Catherine went down there and she asked me whether I would join her lab and do an external Edinburgh PhD, which you were allowed to do in those days. And this was going to involve some electrophysiology. So I stayed on for the first year in Edinburgh, learning some electronics and trying to build an enormous apparatus. It was called Henrietta. This was to record, specifically to record action potentials in nerves, and it had a screen on which you could see the action potential travelling along, etc., etc., and you could stimulate the nerve, you could do various things and see what the effects were. And it had all sorts of interesting components in it called things like, in those days, wobulators and all sorts of funny things. And most of the components were ex-war department surplus. And all the people doing electrophysiology at that time used to build their stuff from these scrap components. And there's a street in Soho that was particularly good at getting parts there. I think anyone in those days working at UC or King's would have spent their time getting bits, spare bits and pieces from there.